Coleman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, and here he is, Walter in the building. What's happening, sir?
Hey, how are you?
You sound like a man that's got a lot of training happening. Because when is this happening? This is soon, right? This trek is soon.
Yeah, no, we like 2-3 weeks to go.
2-3 weeks to go.
Yeah.
So just for someone that does... Okay, so people know what Kilimanjaro is, and they know that you can climb to the top. How does it tie into sort of the Nelson Mandela Foundation, and how does it tie into you, and how does this all come together? What is Trek for Mandela? How does it all work?
Look, Trek for Mandela, it was an idea which came up obviously with the Imbumba Foundation, which the whole thing was about, you know, raising funds and trying to get sanitary pads that they can actually go and distribute amongst the girls out there. So along the way, I'm not sure what happened, but then that's how they partnered with the Mandela Foundation to celebrate the birthday of Utata Mandela. So yeah, the Olympics started right there, and yeah, it's been going on and on successfully. So,
but now when you are doing the summit, I mean, how does it raise money by you doing it?
Well, I think part of it is to also make people aware. It's an awareness to the community or the whole. I mean, the whole South Africans to realize how important and how affected the girls are, you know, in terms of attending their school or their days. You know, some of them they intend to miss their days at school due to the natural cause. Obviously, when they are on their menstruational, you know, period or time, that's where they're having issues. So we then, you know, for me personally, I think the what influenced this was just to make sure that none of those girls out there miss the school. And that's why I didn't worry about what and how much money are we raising here. But my concern was to actually go there and see how many people will want to follow by donating towards my name, Walter.
And I mean, it's quite a big decision to make, because it's obviously a lot of work that you have to put in order to be ready to climb up a mountain. I mean, you can't just go on the treadmill for 20 minutes a day before and say, well, I'm ready now. So what's the training like for something like this?
Sure, training has been very intense. We started with a program which was also given to us by the organizers, which is Imbumba Foundation. And early this year, January, I think we started first week of February. That's when we started with our first training, until yesterday, the last one. Which, I mean, to me, it's not the last one, but they said it will be the last one for this year. However, we still have to obviously continue doing the training on our personal level. So, yeah, it was very intense. And
what is it like? What do you do?
We visit the mountains. We go there and do hiking. And we do different kilos. We do different, you know, mountains. So that you get to understand that mountains, obviously, they differ from one another. And I mean, they intend to somehow make you feel different as well.
Sure. Yeah,
it's
the
not
altitudes
only
and the whole
about
the
hiking, obviously, going up the mountain. But I mean, you find peace there. So
have you lost weight during this?
Yeah, I did.
You have? I would imagine. Yeah, because you do a lot more physical. And have you changed what you're eating?
I'm not fussed with the diet.
Okay.
I've been eating whatever I'm used to, and of course avoiding certain things, like going out party. I used to party, so those are the things that in way I'm missing. But yeah, I mean, time will come where I have to get back to my normal routine.
So are you ready? Are you excited?
Very excited. Looking forward to doing it.
When do you start?
We will leave I'm correct. We'll leave here on the 11th. So then from there, 12 preparations. We start doing the hiking, climbing all the way to the top until the day we summit.
And that's going to be quite a feeling. All right, we're talking about Trek for Mandela. It's an expedition that kicked off in July of 2012 and has now certainly been a part of our narrative for the past couple of years. In the building, we have Walter, who's speaking to us a little bit about how he's getting ready for the mountain. He's taking a sip of water now. At least, like, he's always hydrated now. Always hydrated. More with him next.
Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
So great that you're going to be doing this, the summiting Kilimanjaro. And it's going to be quite an expedition, I have no doubt. What have you learned from the training that is something that you can apply in life? Because obviously you've committed to yourself to this. And in life one has to commit oneself to stuff and challenges. So what has this all taught you?
Look, one of the things that I learned was a group work. I saw other climbers, how committed and how passionate they are with regard to making sure that whatever they want to achieve, they make it, they do achieve it. And teamwork was one of the best things that I learned from this whole thing. And going forward, I would really love if, or wish that even our, you know, some of the people out there obviously will look at doing things in group, not necessarily that well, because you can do something you know better than other, you don't share that with anyone. So it's very important that we come together and work together as a team.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How do we connect with your journey? Are you going to be sharing it on social media? What's the story?
Yeah, the you know, from day one till the last day when we come back, there will be, you know, pictures. Of course, there will be, you know, information shared with you guys in different platforms. So there will always be a way of, you know, getting hold of us
and interacting.
Yeah.
So cool. Well, very cool hanging out, Walter. And certainly everyone in Limpopo must be mega, mega proud of what you're doing and what you're achieving. We've got one final question. We're going to give it to producer Palesa. She's really wanted to ask you this. What's up? Please don't ask me if he's single now. Don't come with a question like, you see, and now your microphone system's not even working properly. Let's see if we can get producer Palesa live now. You see, she asks questions that they're intimidating for the guests, and then she wonders why the microphone stops working, but it's fate.
Okay,
it's
then meaning I'm the one intimidating you.
Producer Palesa, you there? Oh, this microphone. I don't know why it's not working. Let's try a different channel here. Dun, 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 dun. Yo. See, it was just not meant to be that you were going to ask a question today. No, not going to happen. All right, well, listen, it's been very, very cool. But I feel like she really wanted... Do you want to come in and ask your question? Come in, and she so badly wants to ask you something. I've never seen her so excited about asking a question before.
Yeah, no, give me that.
Here we go. Yeah. What is it you want to know?
So I think you're sabotaging me, first of all.
Oh, okay.
But
sorry.
Anyway, never mind. I want to ask, is there anything that you're scared of? Because sometimes people don't come back from these...
Yeah.
And then how does your family feel about it? Because if it was me, I wasn't going to let you go.
Well, Palesa, I think my family is also excited as much as I am. And they I'm sure they understand the risk that I'm about to take on. And they are a very spiritual family. They think what I'm doing at the moment is something that will actually put my life in danger. So for them, it's something which they wished and they wanted it to happen. It's just that maybe there was no one before me who can actually do it. But now that I'm here and I'm doing it, they are also supporting and they're very proud of me.
Okay. Can I do it next year, Ari?
Yeah. Well, maybe, I mean, what else do you want to ask him? I know there's something else you want
to
ask
him. Okay, and then when it comes to... the thing is, for me, these things scare me because I watch Discovery Channel and like the worst things could happen or the best things could happen. I'm not trying to scare you.
But no, I've heard different things and obviously everyone has his own or her own, you know,
experience
about this whole thing.
So does insurance cover these trips?
It's very important that you get the, you know, right covers in place for you, especially life covers and you know,
definitely.
You know, in terms of also your medical age, you need to. I don't know, but for me, it's very important that I do that. I actually consulted with my broker to, you know, sit down with me and tell me what is it that I need to have, and also the Mbumba Foundation. They've advised us accordingly to say one has to also have, you know, right cover for, you know, any medical, you know, issues that may arise from that side.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, all the best.
Thank you very much, Palesa.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks so much for stopping by, and we're excited to see how the journey goes.
Thank you very much, Greg. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.